to correct humanity's course. When we say that things outside of natural selection evolve, we mean to say that certain patterns develop layer by layer around obstacles. Sometimes these patterns even come with proper camouflage, where it is really hard to see the wrongs, manipulations, or deceptions. The energy that fuels these patterns is often a plain, multi-generational want for something. The most illustrative example are the thousands of religions that we invented along the way. Many survive to this day because they are that good at evasion, camouflage, and manipulation. Furthermore, we are genetically predisposed to unquestionably believe the things that we are born into. Even though most people understand that had they been born to another family, they would believe other things, or the opposite things. The ancient mechanisms behind this phenomena have been exploited by religion or cult, TV advertising, and even national governments. Religions hope to convince people that there is no morality outside them, and that our lifetime is meant to be spent in servitude to imaginary friends, where it is not until we die that we get to have all the fun. Their motive is just a little bit of coin from a lot of people. TV commercials convince us that a carcinogen so powerful that your dentist does not want you to rinse your mouth with it is actually really trendy and cool. It makes you mature, it helps you rest and laugh, relax, and it can even help the boys become men. A nation government not only tricked you into the belief that poverty is your fault because you were born into it, but also they often convince people to die in war for God and country. We live in a dark age, and many distant future historians will be very unforgiving, simply labeling us as still living in the dark ages. Education, along with erasure of poverty, is our only way out. This means that even if we create the perfect school, it will fail, unless the students are granted a safe home, lifelong daily allowance, and the ability to travel and switch neighborhoods. This is inspired by student exchange programs, but it is really about a network of homes across the entire world where families can move to or move out from, and many times until they find a neighborhood that they love, that loves them back. This means that without the serenity of the perfect guarantee of safety, freedom, and security, our minds will not be able to fully flourish in our brilliance, which is required for real education. Being stubborn and rebellious is a sure way around this problem, but it is very demanding, and the human mind is sweet and delicate. While it is possible to rage for knowledge, wisdom, and greatness, asking the younger generations to actually do that is a disgrace and tragedy. Schools did, in fact, evolve camouflage to disrupt your ability to see how fraudulent and ineffective they have become. In part, it is the stress of low GPA, of constant threat of ridicule, or being held back, which still happens today, and being told that we won't be able to find a job and die somewhere in the street. This functions as a kind of a conveyor belt that keeps our eyes closed until we get that diploma and get out of there. And in part, that the subject divisions have evolved layer by layer to make us feel like the hard effort we put in is meaningful and it will help us advance. But it can't. Even though it's hard to learn, the lessons are not integrated. In reality, the subject divisions push us away from real and integrated knowledge, which today we know as rare, under this impossible name of genius. We in fact all have the capability for it. It is easy. It comes naturally, and it is no more difficult than the tipping point that brings us intellectual independence after having read some books. Today, the path towards real education and exceptional ability will never result in a diploma or a resume that can compete with the less honest students. A less honest student is one who will quietly invite a reporter friend to, for example, a programming for charity event and have a secret interview, which then makes it into the back of some newspaper, a clipping of which will forever grace and disgrace the dishonest person's resume. The tragedy of this path is best captured by the tone and words of the guidance counselor right before the student walks out. You will ruin your life and never get a job. This way around fake education is called self-education. It includes travel and adventure, and always with narrated books in ear. And, later on, learning programming, because it is the safest, fastest, and most powerful way out of poverty. Ideas like painting or portraits or sculpture, music composition, bodybuilding, writing cannot compare to the ability to create small portable businesses that require no warehousing for their products and no upfront investment. Finally, and somewhat darkly, even after you become wise and learn to look towards greatness, and finally complete a series of businesses that do secure your future, you will still face a world that is always on the brink of nuclear war, and in an endless progression of wars begun by madmen that result in the loss of millions of lives. In a world held captive by poverty, by fake education, and culture so driven by bad ideas that they simply cannot ever become worthy of the people stuck within. Moreover, in a world of confusion where posts and news and other content is pumped by low-quality sentiment analysis programs, liars will easily destroy your work unless you plan for them. Whatever your legacy, whatever your greatness, It will have to be out of reach of the ravenous, the cunning, the uneducated, and the misguided. But know this. To grow up always means to grow all the way up, and never part way, as your fraudulent leaders or teachers would have it. And of course, to grow all the way up is just another way of saying rising towards becoming a great being. In your philosophical quests, as your narrated books play in your ear, you will discover that great beings can in fact shift the direction of the entire world. You can be sure that it will only take a few great minds across a generation or two to simply correct our course and finally do the future generations justice that they truly deserve.